This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, before we get to today's hearings, another case of Keystone Cops, another embarrassment, black eye for the Democratic Party and the United States Congress and the whole political system of the United States, but great news for Trump people. I want to mention what Rush Limbaugh had to say on the radio today. He said, I can't tell you the number of people who are complaining to me about Fox News and their analysts. And folks, all I can tell you is there's nothing new about that. I'd lower my expectations if I were you. If you're expecting what Fox used to be, you need to shift your perspective. And that's why Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news network. People don't want to watch Fox News anymore to see the kind of liberal liars that you'd expect to see on CNN and MSNBC. But that's what you're getting on Fox News with the analysts they bring on. It's very scary. They want to put both sides of the story on. But MSNBC only puts one side. CNN only puts one side. Let me also mention one more story. Obama aides allegedly left "You will fail" notes for Trump White House staffers. On the day Obama moved out of the White House, his staffers left copies of books by Obama in every White House office with notes that read, "You will fail," President Trump's press secretary said on Tuesday. We came into the White House, I'll tell you something, and this is White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham. We came into the White House. Every office was filled with Obama books, and they had notes left behind in them that said, "You will fail. You aren't going to make it." And in the press office, there was a big note taped to the door that says, "You will fail." And they had filled, she said, before her voice broke off. They had left cabinets in the press office filled with books by Obama, and one particular "You will fail" note, she said, was taped to the inside of a cabinet door. Folks, you know, this is what you come to expect from people who drink the Kool-Aid. Stepford wives who have been to communist and socialist and Marxist re-education camps under our socialist president, Barack Obama. No big surprise. One other thing today that should be no big surprise, as long as the topic of Obama's name comes up. You won't get this news on any other show in America, only on the Wayne Allen Root Show. We're on Unfiltered. The AFP news agency put out a false claim today that Trump is holding 100,000 children in migrant detention. And it turns out it was Obama in 2015. The United Nations corrected the error. It was a UN study on child detentions. And Reuters had to admit that a November 18th story, what's today, November 19th, so it was a story yesterday, headlining the U.S. has the world's highest rate of children in detention, based on a UN study, has been withdrawn. The United Nations issued a statement on November 19th today, saying the number was not current, but was for the year 2015. Guess who was president in 15? Obama had 100,000 children in detention, and it didn't bother a single liberal. Not one. They never said a word. No one in Hollywood, no one in the media said a single word about 100,000 little children in detention while Obama was president. And now that Trump's president, it's a big deal. And now that they find that Obama did it, no one will say anything either. Except for Glenn Greenwald, who, if I'm not mistaken, is a big liberal from England, who writes constant anti-Trump, literature articles. And even Glenn Greenwald had to admit, how many times has this happened, people? With great preening and indignation, people post something online about the moral evils of Trump's immigration detention centers, only to slink away when it turned out it was from Obama's years. Wow. Amazing. All right. Bill O'Reilly is with us. He had his talking points earlier today, and we love to bring him on our show. Without further ado, Bill O'Reilly, and I'll be right back.
Bill O'Reilly here, and this is the Talking Points memo for Newsmax. So today's impeachment hearings were tedious, boring. I had to get up three or four times, because my eyes were getting heavy. So last week, the hearings were a fiasco, and this week, they're tedious. There's a change, by the way, in the Democrats' main high crime and misdemeanor. It's now bribery. Last week it was abuse of power. Now it's shifted to bribery. So let's run it down. So there was a woman named Jennifer Williams, who was an advisor to Vice President Mike Pence on foreign affairs. And Ms. Williams was there and said absolutely nothing. Nothing. I can't remember one thing the woman said. She doesn't like Donald Trump, all right, because she's a careerist. She's not a Pence guy. Pence just hired her because she has a lot of experience. She clearly didn't like him, didn't like the phone call, whatever. But did she see anything, do anything? No. And maybe 20% of the questions were directed to her. The others, 80%, were to Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who's a Ukraine expert, and he's on the National Security Council. Okay, so I don't think you attack Colonel Vindman. He was wounded in Iraq in 2004. He is from Ukraine, born there, emigrated with his family to the USA. He looks to me like a patriotic guy. However, again, he doesn't like Donald Trump. And he's buying into the theory that the president withheld aid to Ukraine, his home country, because he wanted dirt on Joe Biden for political purposes. That's the narrative. So that's what these people believe. Now, as Americans, they have a right to believe whatever they want to believe. You want to believe that President Trump withheld foreign aid to a foreign country because of personal benefit, go believe it. But there's no evidence of that, because once Ms. Williams and Colonel Vindman were cross-examined by the Republican congresspeople, all right, on the Intel Committee, it was clear they had no blanket idea that the U.S. federal government is investigating corruption in 2016 that may have involved Ukraine. It's possible, the allegation is, that elements within Ukraine attempted to subvert our election on behalf of the Democrats. That is the allegation. So, as a chief law enforcement officer of the country, President Trump has a perfect right to ask any head of state involved in a legitimate investigation, again, it is underway, to cooperate. Do me a favor. And who's right in the middle of that investigation? Joe Biden. Yes, it happens to be he is a political rival to Donald Trump, and the optics don't look good, right? They don't look great, but the defense is, hey, he's vice president at the time of the alleged involvement with Ukraine, and Biden was over there 12 times. So if Biden was doing anything wrong on behalf of his son or anybody else, you have to know that. And I assume the Justice Department will find it out. So by Trump asking for the new president of Ukraine to cooperate in the investigation, that's not a crime of any magnitude at all. In fact, you can say that's a good thing. He should have done it. If Biden was doing something corrupt, it should be known. Now, this whole thing is a farce, and American people know it. 20% of the American people are following impeachment closely. And that means, if you're not following it closely, you don't know what's going on. because the press doesn't report honestly about it. All they do is give you a sensational headline, a clickbait thing on the internet, and then when you read the article, as I did today with the Associated Press and Reuters, encapsulation of what happened, the article was even more boring than the actual testimony. There's nothing there. So what is it? What are you trying to say the President of the United States did? So this whole thing is going to go away, as I predicted. President Trump's not going to be removed. He should stay out of it at this point, not tweet anything about it. He just said, look, it's a farce. I'm done with it. Let the process unfold. Because the process is going to go to the Senate, and it's going to die there. I'm Bill O'Reilly for Newsmax. We'll see you again soon.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root. Couple things I want to tell you about on the way out of this segment. When we get back, I'll tell you all about Lieutenant Colonel Vindman. Lieutenant Colonel Vindman! Yeah, he's like he's like Hogan's Heroes. That's what he's like. He's like a mythical figure from Hogan's Heroes. Call me Lieutenant Colonel! You know, because when you're a complete idiot and fool, then you've got to, you know, bring up your rank. This is the kind of guy all the soldiers hate. They can't stand him. So I'll tell you about him when we get back. And boy, the military went nuts with this guy today. But I do want to mention to you the funniest thing about these hearings. I used to say the funniest thing was that we know more than any of the witnesses or any of the whistleblowers, because we've seen the actual transcripts, and they didn't. They heard it hearsay from someone who heard it from someone who heard it from someone. But now the funniest thing is that the only mention of bribery in 3,500 pages of impeachment transcripts is about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden. There's no mention of bribery by President Trump. The only bribery is Biden. And by the way, it's a joke, but it's true. He's the one coming out of this with the black eye. He can't possibly get the presidential nomination. He's never going to be the president of the United States. The entire canons of the Democrat and globalist and socialist world were aimed at President Donald J. Trump. And the guy who got blown away, Joe Biden, his career, blown to smithereens. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
What does it mean to be an American? Just what are our American values? Working hard to succeed. Loving God, country, and family. Being honest, strong, and compassionate.
Supporting our Constitution and recognizing that we are blessed to be living in America, the greatest country in the world.
Our Bill of Rights protects us. Our freedoms of worship, speech, and privacy. Our right to own firearms. Our right to trial by jury.
Our right to be free, to live our own lives, without some bureaucrat telling us what to do. Most countries don't have have these rights.
Want to know more? It's all there in the book. Get your own free book, The U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Then read it again, and this time share it with your friends. Our great Constitution is the basis of all of our freedoms, our inalienable rights. Get your own copy at freeusbook.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, the good news is that the national polls are showing that people have tuned out. They don't care. The ratings show no one's watching. The show trials put forth by Pencilneck, Adam Schiff, Barney Fife, as I call him. Mitch McConnell, he reads the tea leaves. Believe me, if the polls were bad and the ratings were good, Mitch McConnell would be saying, well, we got to take this seriously. Trump's done something wrong, but he's read the tea leaves. McConnell says literally during a press conference today, it's inconceivable that 67 members of the Senate will vote to remove Trump. McConnell said, I'll repeat what I've said. It's inconceivable there'll be enough votes to remove Trump. A number of Democrat senators are running for president. I'm sure they're going to be excited to be here in their chairs, not be able to say anything during the pendency of this trial. Hopefully we'll work our way through it and finish it in not too lengthy a process. His mistake is, Mitch McConnell, he should be listening to Wayne Allyn Root. What did I tell you on TV? All the senators that are running for president on the Democratic ticket have a massive conflict of interest. They cannot vote to remove from office the guy they're running against. Are you kidding me? You should be standing up and saying that, Mitch McConnell, that they're disqualified automatically for this massive conflict of interest as wide as the Grand Canyon. All right. Governor John Kennedy, Republican Louisiana, gave an interview on Bloomberg today. And he said the impeachment hearings look like the hearings for Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, except without the vagina hats. I'm with him. He's exactly right. He said, well, you know what these proceedings look like? They're like the Kavanaugh hearing without the vagina hats. This is going to be the most partisan, no strike that, the only partisan impeachment proceeding in the history of the United States. And all Speaker Pelosi and her team are doing is weaponizing impeachment as a political weapon. Of course. Of course. And that's why the poll is out. Independent opposition to impeachment jumps 10 points in a week. I already told you last week that Rasmussen, the only poll that I really trust in this world. But I told you Rasmussen, Trump went from 46 to 48 to 50. 50-point approval rating. He went up 4 points because of these trials. And now there's a new poll out. This one by Morning Consult Politico. And I never trust their polls. They've always got terrible polls that oversample Democrats. And even their poll, conducted at the beginning of the second week of the House Intelligence Committee's public impeachment hearings, shows that public support for impeachment, particularly among independents, is dropping hard and fast. Survey was taken November 15th to 17th. What's today? Today's Tuesday the 19th. So the survey was taken over the weekend. Among 1,994 registered voters. There it is. I told you. That's how you know when a poll is corrupt. It's not likely voters. They don't even take the time to figure out, are you a person that's voted lately? It's not likely voters. It's registered voters. Anyone with a pulse who's ever voted in their lives or registered to vote but never voted, they just poll anyone who's alive on the phone, basically. And so you know it's a joke. And this poll found 47% of independents actively oppose the impeachment inquiry. That figure is a 10-point increase from last week. Independent support for inquiry fell to 40%, a 7-point drop. Overall support for the inquiry dropped by 2 points, and the opposition grew by 3 points. And again, you do realize, I'm telling you, it's oversampling Democrats and people who will not be showing up on Election Day. So if this was Rasmussen, it would be much higher. Respondents across the board were asked, do you support or oppose the current impeachment inquiry into President Trump? First of all, that's a loaded question. They're not asking, do you want to see Trump impeached and removed from office? That's a real question. Do you support the inquiry? Well, someone who loves Trump could even say yes. There should always be an inquiry, an investigation to make sure somebody didn't do something wrong. 38% said they strongly support the effort. Another 38% strongly oppose it. So even in a corrupt poll, dead even, and among independents, Trump winning, liberals losing. All right. When we get back, I'm going to have a very special interview with one of my heroes. I recorded it earlier today. Franklin Graham, Christian evangelist, president of Samaritan's Purse, and the late son of the late Billy Graham, one of the most wonderful human beings to ever walk the face of the earth. Oh, what a great guy Billy Graham was. Franklin Graham will talk about Operation Christmas Child. He's given out 160 shoeboxes filled with Christmas presents to poor children all over the world over the last, I don't know, 20 years. They've given out more this year, and you want to hear about it. And we're also talking about the impeachment hearings and his love of President Trump that he shares with me. What a great guy he is. And coming up next, at this second, this moment, the minute the music stops, is a wonderful message from my sponsor, Swiss America. Swiss America is headed by Pat Boone, another wonderful Christian conservative man from Hollywood. And Swiss America has been around for 35 years, the number one most respected company, gold and silver. And they've got a free report for you. And they've also got a free 30-minute DVD. Ask about that. Hosted by Wayne Allyn Root for Swiss America. Coming up right now. Don't go to the bathroom. Don't make a sandwich. Stay tuned. Stay on the couch right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The House passed a short-term spending bill to avoid a partial government shutdown this week and extend government funding through December 20th. The Senate is expected to easily pass the measure in the coming days, and the White House has signaled that President Trump will sign it. Two more witnesses are before the House Intelligence Committee during the third day of the impeachment hearings. Special U.S.-Ukraine envoy Kurt Volker and former National Security Council official Tim Morrison are in the spotlight. California Republican Devin Nunes calls the impeachment hearings a farce.
Welcome back to Act Two of today's circus, ladies and gentlemen. We are here to continue what the Democrats tell us is a serious, somber, and even prayerful process of attempting to overthrow a duly elected president.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is calling on the House to move forward with approving the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
back, Newsmax TV, as well as USA Radio. I did an interview earlier today with the great Franklin Graham, and here it is. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, a great honor to have a guest with me that is not a political guest. He is a great spiritual guest, a great religious leader in this country and in this world, and someone who does good for the world. What an honor to have him on. Franklin Graham is a Christian evangelist. He is the president of Samaritan's Purse, and his late father, Billy Graham's evangelistic organization. And I have always been a great, great fan of Billy Graham. He had a great effect on my life. And so it's wonderful to have you in the studio with us, Franklin Graham. Thank you for being here today.
Hey, thank you for having me. I've been looking forward to it.
So you're in New York. You're in our New York studios. I'm here in my Las Vegas studios. And you're here to discuss Operation Christmas Child, which is the world's largest Christmas project of its kind. Tell us about Operation Christmas Child. What have you done over the years? The numbers are amazing.
Well, in the last 25 years, we've collected 168 million shoebox gifts that go to children around the world. This year, we'll collect about 11 million. And these are shoeboxes like this right here. We just asked for families to take a box, fill it with toys for a child. This one's got a little, like a little stuffed animal. This is for a boy. It's got a soccer ball. It's got some other toys. It's got some cars. It's got things like toothbrush, pencils, and paper. We don't think about that, but in third world countries, kids don't have access to paper and pens. You put that in the box. And then we ask people to put a letter in there to the child. And this one's got a letter. It's got a picture from the couple that gave it. And we ask you to put your address. Here's the couple that gave it. Put your address in there. And maybe the kid will be able to write you back and say thank you. But before you send it, we ask people to pray. Pray for the child that will get your box. And I don't know who God will direct this box to, but he does. And if we pray for the children of the world, God will, I believe, answer those prayers. And so this is our National Collection Week. People can go to SamaritansPurse.org, click on Operation Christmas Child, and you'll have videos there, how to pack a box, what to put in it, how to actually track your box. You can actually track it. There's a barcode that you can download and see which country your box goes to. But it's a great tool for children in this country to learn how to give. It's a great teaching tool for that. Plus, it's a great tool for the churches around the world to give out boxes like this and do it in Jesus' name and to tell the children of the world that there is a God. He loves us. He cares for us. And he sent his son from heaven to this earth to take our sins when he died on the cross. And then God raised him to life. We want the children to know that God can make a difference in their lives. And these boxes are a great tool for that.
SamaritansPurse.org, correct? That's the address to go to, SamaritansPurse.org. Go online and click on the box for the for this program, this wonderful program called Operation Christmas Child. Yeah. I've got that address right, SamaritansPurse.org, yes?
You got that right, and you can click in your zip code when you go online, and they'll show you the closest church to you, to where you are, that is a collection point. And we have collection points all over the United States, every state, every community. There will be churches that are collecting these boxes. And so right there where you are in Vegas, there will be churches that are collecting the boxes this week.
Very good. And one example of what you're doing this year is you're delivering gifts to places like the Bahamas, where thousands of children have been impacted from the devastating effects of Hurricane Dorian, correct?
That's correct, and not just the kids there in the Bahamas, but we'll be taking them to Syria, to these Kurdish children that had to flee from the Turkish invasion that are now living in refugee camps. We go all over the world, 120 countries, so it's a huge program. It's the largest program of its kind in the world today, and 120 countries with over 11 million boxes.
Let me ask you, let me switch gears and ask you about some other things in the news. And I saw you commented yesterday on Kanye West and his appearance at a church in Houston. Could he change the views of blacks and millennials, you think, and bring people to Christ and make people for the first time maybe see that pop culture isn't the answer and Hollywood's not the answer and the media's leading them astray? Do you think Kanye West is changing the world? Do you think he's sincere? You think this has a chance to work, Reverend Graham?
Well, first, I think he is sincere. He has a lot to learn, but I believe he is sincere, and he wants to make a difference. And I believe, that's what God does. God takes broken people, and he talks about his brokenness. He talks about having a mental breakdown, being in the hospital, and how God just came to him. And God does that. God's in the business of putting broken people's lives back together. And Kanye is taking what he does, and that's the music, and he's trying to use it now to glorify Jesus Christ. And so I applaud him, wish him all the best, and hope that he succeeds.
Let's switch gears to President Trump and this Democrat impeachment hearing. I've seen some absurd things in my life, and I've never seen anything this absurd, and I don't even know why a phone call involving the president, a world leader, is open to the world's interpretation in the first place, but I've seen the transcript. I don't see anything wrong with it. I call this the worst witch hunt in American political history. I see you've called it an unjust inquisition, and you say the Bible directs Americans to pray for our president. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, first of all, let's look at his record, what he's done since he's been president. He's renegotiated unfair trade deals that are far more fair for the American worker. More people are working today than ever in history of our country or modern history. He's lowered the taxes. He put the embassy, the U.S. embassy in Jerusalem, where many other presidents said they would do that but never did. He's done it. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And he is probably one of the strongest presidents we've had, but for some reason, the left in this country hate him. And they're doing everything they can to destroy him. But everybody has benefited from his policies. So whether you're an African-American, whether you're Asian, doesn't matter what your ethnic background is, everybody's working today. It's hard to get people to do something because there's so many people employed, you just can't get anybody.
Correct.
And that's a nice problem to have. And I just I believe that God has blessed this president. He's not a perfect person by any means, but for some reason God has used him to help turn this country around. And for some reason the Democrats don't want the country turned around. I think they want to destroy it. And maybe if they can destroy it, they can write a new constitution, and I think that may be what they're wanting to do.
Yeah, last topic, because I'm a capitalist. My thing has always been business first. The business of America is business. And you correctly pointed out how good Trump has been for the economy because of his tax cuts, because of his regulation slashing. But yet, I've changed my view of Trump. I love him for other things other than the economy. He's opened my heart. When he pardoned three military heroes last week, and this has not gotten enough press, three guys who I believe were unjustly accused of crimes, when they are military heroes, and he pardoned them, and his family, their families went on TV and said how remarkable it was, how brave Trump was for doing that. That changed my whole look as to what's important and what's not. Yeah, it's great to make a little more money. It's great to have a few less regulations. Great to have more jobs. But this man is doing such great things. And then yesterday, his Secretary of State Pompeo announced that the Israeli West Bank settlements are no longer illegal, and America now sees them as legal. The things he's done for Israel and the things he's done for military and military vets, amazing. Just wanted to get your comment.
Yes. Well, I agree with you. And of course, I look at the religious freedom issues. I was here in New York with him when he went to the United Nations and challenged the world leaders to recognize religious freedom. No president had ever done that. The Bushes didn't do it. The Clintons didn't do it. Obama didn't do this. Eisenhower, no one. He challenged them to recognize religious freedom and encouraged the world leaders to tackle this and to take it on. And I just have to admire him for what he's done. And then you think of Andrew Brunson, who is a pastor in Turkey, held there unjustly. He put the screws on the Turkish economy until they couldn't stand it and had to let him go. And he's not afraid to take a stand. And that's refreshing. And I think that's because he's not a politician. He's a businessman, and he's going to do what he thinks is right, regardless of how other people feel about it. So we need to pray for him. He's under attack, but I believe God is with him, and let's just continue to pray that God would guide, direct, and lead him. And we pray for his family. We know how hard this is for Melania and his children. Very difficult when your father, your husband is being attacked like he's being attacked. He just needs our prayers.
Well, I pray for him every night, and I pray for you too, Reverend Franklin Graham, because of the good you do all over the world. We really appreciate you. We open our hearts to you. We thank you for coming to Newsmax TV. Thank you for coming on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. SamaritansPurse.org is the place to go to make a donation for his wonderful new project, Operation Christmas Child. Thank you, Franklin Graham. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Ah, boy, is that a wonderful man. Can you imagine? I almost teared up during the interview. Can you imagine bringing joy to the life of 11 million children who don't have gifts this Christmas? That's what he does for a living. What an amazing man. His father was amazing. Billy Graham, Franklin Graham's amazing. I've never been nervous for an interview before. I interviewed the President of the United States 4 times. Never nervous about that one. But this one, I was nervous. Franklin Graham, God bless you. When we come back, lots more to talk about, including the hearings today. And in the meantime, don't forget my sponsor, Dr. Joseph Williams and VacationRestoration.com. We just did a new ad together 2 weeks ago, and it just debuted this week, and it's coming up right now. If you have thinning hair, balding hair, man, this is the guy to see. Amazing. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $529 a month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn Root. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com. This is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, lots of emails during the break asking me, first of all, thanking me for interviewing Franklin Graham. A lot of people are very happy. But a few of them asked me, why are you so nervous? It's like interviewing God's right-hand man. I felt like I was on the line with God's right-hand man. That's what it was like. Pretty cool. Pretty cool. I interviewed President Trump, I believe, four times during the campaigns. In those days, he was Donald J. Trump, not President Trump, but he was the presidential candidate. I always knew he'd win. And I was never nervous. But God's right-hand man is a little different, you know? In any case, let's talk a little bit about the hearings today. War heroes bash Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman. They call him an operative and a disgrace. He shows up at the hearings with his fancy war uniform, and I've always respected that. And this is the scam. They know Democrats. Adam Schiff, pencil-necked geek. Barney Fife, Keystone Cops. They all know that we on the right love and respect military people and war heroes. We know that. Anyone willing to sacrifice their life for this country, we love. So they sent us somebody from Central Casting who made himself look like a war hero. It's really amazing. So here are a few military people with a response. Mark Geist, a Marine who fought off terrorists during the 2012 Benghazi terrorist attack in Libya, said, Vindman is a disgrace to all who have served. Transcript of his previous closed-door testimony, he clearly admits to undermining the President of the United States' foreign policy. Now he has Chairman Schiff advising him on how to answer questions. Vindman is a disgrace to all who have served. Rob O'Neill, Navy SEAL, killed Osama bin Laden. Called him an operative. I agree. I wish the left wouldn't use his uniform to make him a saint. He's an operative with an agenda. Donald Trump Jr. tweeted, anyone listening to Vindman stammer through this seemingly trying to remember the catchphrases he was well coached on should get that. He's a low-level partisan bureaucrat and nothing more. Here's Jonathan Gilman. The guy reeks of a spy. Vindman should be added to the list of deep staters that should be charged with conspiracy to overthrow. Tim Kennedy, a mixed martial artist fighter, current National Guard member, tweeted, correcting a civilian about how to be addressed is for sure a way to make everybody who's ever served in the military think you are a, and then he used a curse word I can't say, on national TV, but let's just say if you have a boss or a military leader who everybody in the unit hates their guts and can't stand them, that's what he's pointing out. National Security aide Tim Morrison destroyed Schiff's top witness, Lieutenant Colonel Vindman, as a leaker and a liar who could not be trusted. During Republican counsel Castor's questioning, Tim Morrison destroyed Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, the leaker who reports to him. This is Vindman's boss. All right? He says Vindman could not be trusted, was a leaker. They had concerns about his judgment. Were there concerns he leaked information? Yes. If he had concerns about the content of a call, that was something I should have been notified of. Did he become frustrated he was cut out of some of the Ukraine portfolio? Yes. So what are they trying to say? They're trying to say this little small man, Vindman, felt like he was being cut out of Ukraine. Ukraine was his ball game. Do you hear all these people that are testifying? Their ball game, their life, their little tiny lives. You know how they say better to be a, you know, a big guy in a small world, small pond? These guys live in the pond of Ukraine. These diplomats, these ambassadors, these military people, their whole life is they've studied one country, Ukraine. You know how important Ukraine is to America? On a scale of 1 to 100, zero. And yet they're making it like it's 10,000. It's more important than Russia. It's more important than China. It's more important than Israel. It's the most absurd thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And this guy Vindman's whole life is Ukraine. Vindman says Ukraine asked him to be the defense minister three times. Asked him to be their defense minister. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who was born in Ukraine, in the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic, and moved to the U.S. as a toddler, told the GOP council on Tuesday that Ukraine asked him to be their defense minister three times. This same guy said, I'm not Mr., I'm Lieutenant Colonel. Refer to me as Lieutenant Colonel. This guy has an ego that has been shattered, obviously. I don't know what his childhood was like, but his ego was obviously shattered. And he's got to brag that they wanted him to be the defense minister of Ukraine. If that's the case, I'd name him a spy right now and kick him out of the United States. Aren't you a United States military officer? Who would ask you to be the defense minister of a foreign country? What was he doing that Ukrainian officials thought he'd make a great defense minister of a foreign country? I've never heard of someone offering a United States military officer the role of a cabinet officer in a foreign country. Have you? Amazing. Amazing. These people are just all deep state rats out to destroy the President of the United States. All right, show's over tonight. It went quick because I had, of course, a segment with Bill O'Reilly and an interview with Franklin Graham. So time flies when you're having fun. Hope you're all enjoying the new format, more interviews, more content. Less advertising, less phone calls, but on Fridays we'll take calls. And next Wednesday on Thanksgiving Eve, the whole hour will be calls from you. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. In the meantime, all the cops out there, all the military vets, God bless you, man. Be safe tonight. Thanks for your service to your country. And don't change the channel yet. Don't run to the bathroom. Don't run to make a sandwich. You got to watch one more thing. One more thing for sure, my doctor suggests, sponsor of the show, has a great message for you. Cold and flu season's here. Vegas, number two in the country, colds and flus in the hospital. You don't want to get them. I don't want to get them. They've got some magical potions, alkaline structured silver products. Stay tuned for the end right now.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.